Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing. Stay inside your ride, but prepare to expand your consciousness. Your psychic pitchman, Michael Espinoza, and Lawrence Birch are your guides as we embark together on a magical journey. Here's the entrance, and right there is your seat. So, let's start the show. Hi, caller. What's your name?
My name is Maddie.
Maddie.
Hello.
Well, welcome to the show. You're our first caller tonight.
Oh, I just tuned in.
Oh, wonderful. Yes.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
The show is going to be just a dialogue, or the readings, or what?
Hi, Maddie.
Well, yeah, this is Michael. My name's
Michael.
Lauren. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, are you interested in getting a reading? We're going to do both, actually, dialogue and a reading. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Well, let's do the reading. What's going on?
You
want to
do that? Yeah, go ahead. Let's jump right in.
Yeah,
so what would you like to tell us?
Whatever spirit has to share with me.
Oh, wow. Okay, so just kind of an open reading. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I'm sorry. Say your name again for me.
Maddie.
Okay.
I can go first.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I got to say, the first impressions that I'm picking up from you, Maddie, are that you're just a really happy, joyful person. Like, people really enjoy being around you. I wouldn't say you're the life of the party, but you bring life to whatever person that you interact with. And I don't know that that's really what your call is about, is a conflict with that. But I get the sense that you're just somebody who's really not struggling, but you're in a place right now where you want to kind of return to that place where you feel like you can be giving and can be of service, but either something's blocking you or you just feel like you're not able to be yourself right now. Does that make any sense at all? Or
It does make sense about helping others. I think I do drop. I'm a light worker, and so to speak, and I do bring people. Yeah, I do like to talk to people and do a positive, uplifting conversation. And what I'm thinking about is I got an offer to. I'm an esthetician, and I got an offer to start. Like doing skincare. My friend is expanding his business, and he said, "I want you to come in and do skincare." And I thought, okay. And so that is what's pondering on my mind. I'm trying to strategize how am I going to do that.
Can I jump in here?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Be okay, Lawrence, with that?
Yeah, go ahead, Michael. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because when you were phrasing your question or posing your question and Lawrence started answering you, I got two things for you, Maddie. Number one is I got that something new was coming to you, and I felt it was connected to a job, and also there's a new relationship coming as well. So I think, you know, the relationship is kind of open. I don't know if this is romantic or if this is a new relationship with this friend in this business venture that you could possibly.
We've known each other for a number of years now. And it's amazing that you said that, because he and I had a conversation, a long conversation earlier, and he said something to me that kind of like, wow. He said, which I mentioned about the liquid sage to him, you know, how to miss it when he's a chiropractor. And I say, you miss the phase on you and you're around to get rid of the energy and blah, blah, blah. And he said, would you get me some? And I say, I will get you some. And he say, and he see me as a healer. And he said, will you take care of me? And I'll take, and I say, if you allow me to. And he said, and I'll take care of you.
Okay. Okay.
Is that it?
Let's see. Yeah, interesting. I don't know if this is the guy, but it feels like there's some romance, this new relationship.
Press 1 to hear important information.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
You still
hear
me? Yeah, I'm still here.
That was weird. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he is going to be the romantic relationship, but I do feel one coming.
Oh, great.
And so, do you have a romantic, or is there the possibility there with your friend?
I think we know each other in a past life.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so do you have feelings for him, or is there some?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, so then maybe this is him. I just don't feel that super strong connection with him at this moment, but I do feel there's a relationship coming. That's all I can give you on that.
Okay.
And so you're going to work as an esthetician with him in his place?
Yes, he offered me to come in if I wanted to. To do skincare, yes.
Okay, is this going to be part-time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, because that's what I feel. I think that this is going to be very good for you, and it feels like it's a stepping stone to something else, or maybe full-time, going full-time with it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is this his place?
Yes.
Because he has other people in the space?
Yes.
Okay.
He actually expanded to, a wellness. He does chiropractic and a wellness, you know, stem cells, regeneration and the whole thing.
All right.
Yes.
Because it feels also, too, the thing that I feel with you, it feels like you can do. It just feels like there's two people in the business. I don't feel anybody else in the business. So at some point, it might be just you and him, or you might move on somewhere else and, just work with him.
It's amazing. He did say, I went for an adjustment yesterday, and he asked me, when was I ready to get started? And I said, well, I got a few loose ends to tie up, you know, like renew my license and blah, blah, blah. You say, I don't want you to wait for 2 years. I say, 2 years? I say, who knows where I'll be and you'll be in 2 years. He say, we're going to be right. He say, we're going to be right here.
He's got the plan.
Okay.
The what?
He's got the plan. He's got the vision.
He does. He is a warlord. It's like you guys. Yes, he does. Have that. He vibrates on that. 24 and 33, and his first name. His first name is a double one. So the leadership, he has the vision. Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I'm
are you telling me he has the vision?
Yeah.
Just. He has a vision for he and I to be together.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it sounds like what Michael's picking up is resonating with just the conversations you've been having and been talking about. So, yeah. It seems to me also that he's a person who's very, directed and focused. And, I'm kind of curious to know more about, you're an esthetician, but he obviously said you do light work. So I'm interested in your perspective on that. Like, you're obviously going to be bringing that aspect of what you do. I would just call it healing work, I guess, to the business. And so how do you, what's your vision for how that's going to either complement what's already being done or bring something new to what he's offering you? Because the reason I'm asking that is I want to make sure that you have equality between the two of you, because I get the sense just from what you said, but also from this relationship that he's not going to try to overpower you, but he's just such a powerful kind of force that it's going to be necessary for you to really define yourself really well so that, and again, it's not because he's doing anything that he shouldn't, but you need to be make sure that you're treated as an equal. You know what I mean? Like you have as much to offer as he has as much to offer you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. Yes. Yeah.
So tell me more about the light work that you do. I know you do amazing esthetician work, obviously. What's kind of your in with people when they really?
When I say a light worker, what I really meant is that I drop seeds. I'm always uplifting, saying uplifting things.
Yeah.
And that's what I consider myself. That's what I call it, a light worker.
you said you drop seeds, like seeds for.
Like positive information.
Yeah, I like that imagery. I love plants. I work with plants a lot. So any kind of plant imagery I really resonate with. So good for you.
Oh, wow. I love plants myself. Yes.
Yeah.
I love to use it. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, but I want to say that I did, one day I was in his office and I went into a trance and I saw the vision of me. I saw the vision of me owning that place.
Really?
Really?
That's awesome.
Wow.
tell me more about the vision. No, share it. Let's hear it.
I went into a trance and I saw the vision and I saw the vision of the place is going to be mine too. And when I came out of the vision, when I came out of it, the trance, like, I think it was right after that, I was called back to the office. I was called back to be seen. And it was strange because he kept looking at me and looking at me, and he came over, he just wanted to give me a hug.
Wow.
Like maybe like he picked up on it, I don't know. And I thought
probably.
Wow, did he it was something different about me that he saw. I put it that way. Yeah.
Okay. So Michael, I want to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? So you were talking about let me ask you a question. So you were talking about her relationship with this person and that there also was maybe some romantic aspect to it. That's what I was hearing. I guess what I'm curious about is how you see, if you see, you know, there being conflict with that, and also how you see them or Maddie working through that, because, you know, mixing business with romance, you know how dicey that can be. So I just want to make sure we give her like a roadmap to handle that as smoothly as possible.
Okay, let me see. I think you'll handle it fine. I kind of get the feeling at times it can be intense when you're in work mode. Do you understand that?
In working mode, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're saying you got to watch that, the being intense. You know, just be able to really be aware of your energy all the time, especially when you get stressed or you want to move something forward or you want to change the business in any sense. You know, it's not always, we don't need force, right, to do something like that. We don't need to be intense. So they're just saying, just watch that, okay?
Okay.
And to being open to him, you know, and what he's saying and what he suggests and his wants and his needs, just be very open to him as well. And I think you guys will get along just fine.
Okay.
They're saying, they're saying you're just as ambitious as he is.
Nice.
Do you understand
good
that?
They're a good match.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Are you ambitious?
I can be, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good match between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you say we'll get married?
Whoa.
Oh, I'm skipping from 0 to 10.
No kidding. 0 to 100. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm not seeing a wedding right now, but that doesn't mean it's not possible. So
okay.
I just think you need to be open to it, number one. And they're saying, too, that possibly after working with him for a while, you might not be as connected to him as you think you are. Or, wait, that's not the right word. I don't think you'll be as compatible as you think you are.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting to. It's not that you guys won't have a solid relationship, but if you do have a romantic relationship on top of the business, at least what I'm getting, Michael, also is that to not try to put any restraints on it. You know, don't put the cart before the horse, so to speak. You know, just let it be what it is. And because you're gonna have to make priorities. And if your priority going into this is the business over the romance, and the romance is like the frosting on the cake, let it be the frosting on the cake. Because otherwise, I think if it starts to come up, it's gonna take too much away from what you really need to accomplish, which is to set yourself up really for the rest of your life. Because this is kind of what you have. You have like this a really good opportunity, Maddie, to be able to create a business that's going to provide for you. And the romance, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It just is what it is because there's
it's
attraction.
It's frosting on the cake, yes.
Yeah. Think of it that way.
Yeah, I love like the answer. I really do.
All right.
So I wouldn't sign up for a bridal registry today. But,
oh, no.
But do it next week.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I was just curious. I was only curious.
Of course you were.
I was only curious because for some reason I've been hearing from him quite often, morning and evening now. Morning and evening, and it's like, wow.
Yeah. It means something. Right?
So just look for your bridal registry this week and sign up next week.
No.
So, is there anything else we can do for you before we move on? Was this helpful?
Yeah, it definitely. I greatly appreciate it. Yes.
Oh, you bet. We appreciate you.
I will go back and listen to the archives.
Yeah,
yes,
there you
tomorrow.
Go.
And
absolutely.
I'm going to write it down everything you guys said so I can have a note. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
You're a good client.
Yeah,
it's
really.
Good when
you
they
like
take
that.
Notes. I love clients who take notes.
Right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They do the
thank
work.
You.
They're doing the work. Yeah, we like it when you do the work. So good job.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go, and then we'll move on. But I'm so glad that you called us tonight. We'll take care of it for you. And then, you know, you can listen to the rest of the podcast if you like. And we'll let you know how to get in touch with us. Later on the podcast, if you ever want to do a private reading with Michael or myself, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
I will. Yeah, good
thank
luck
you.
With everything. And don't hesitate to call us back and let us know how the bridal registry is going.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Be well.
All right,
one never
care.
Knows, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Love is always in the air, for sure.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello. Are you there?
Hey there. Yeah.
In the once. That was
good.
That was a really good call.
She was sweet.
It kind of segues into our topic.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, right. So business with pleasure, business and love, business and romance, and also the whole concept that we've been workshopping for a while about is love enough, right?
Exactly.
And for her, it's kind of, in a way, it's sort of putting it in reverse, right? Because she's going into it with business opportunities, mm-hmm. and there's this whole other layer that she's picking up on because these two people have an attraction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting.
I find that very interesting. I'm happy for her.
Yeah. 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 What do you find interesting about it? What's piquing your curiosity, Mr. Mike?
Well, because usually, from my experience, what I've seen, I've never been in love with somebody and a business. But,
no.
From what experiences and with clients, I don't.
It's difficult.
Yeah, it's a really difficult thing. And there's a couple that I have seen, and it's tough. It's really tough. When I worked back east in the fashion industry, there was one of the ladies, the designer, it was her, and her husband came aboard later. It was the designer. It was her label. It was her brand. It was her name.
Oh, wow.
And,
That's powerful. That's a lot of investment and commitment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then her husband came in later. And it was interesting. They were really in love. You can see it. And you could see past lives there.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And, but he was strong enough to handle her. I mean, you know, it's a big energy to command and run a corporation like that, like she did.
Oh, I can imagine. And,
and so for her husband to be able to take a back seat to her, but yet move with her forward through the business and consult with her about her decisions and business, it was really interesting to watch that.
Yeah.
And that they stayed in love during the whole thing. Because there were some meetings and they were very contentious and they were unpleasant to be in. But, you know, of course we had to be in the meetings. But, and the next day you saw them together and they were in love still. they were still married.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they figured out the formula, right? They figured out love connection and what made it work. And I'm sure they had to compromise on both ends. Sometimes they had to compromise on a business end and sometimes they had to compromise on the relationship end, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was really good. He knew exactly how to handle her and when to push and when to back off. And
so let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Do you think he came into the relationship with those skills or did he learn them? Was he provided the space by her to learn her, you know? Did she open up to him and be vulnerable and he was able to, I mean, you may not have picked up on all that, but you're a psychic. So, you know, or did he, was he fully skilled and he was just like, I got this because I've been in relationships before.
I think it was both. I think he learned from her and he also came in with some skills as well. He was an amazing guy. Amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Amazing.
How amazing.
Amazing. Super duper amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a really intelligent and really business savvy.
Uh-huh.
And he helped his wife with her vision.
Huh.
So it was really interesting to watch.
Yeah. I think that's so amazing when you feel like you're self-confident enough to be in a supportive role. And let's just talk about the white elephant in the room, right? This is a very strong, powerful woman, right? And she's with a dude who's willing to not be the main person on stage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's still a big deal, unfortunately, but I think it's becoming less and less of a big deal because women are finally coming into their power and men that aren't threatened by it are totally thrilled by it, you know? They're willing to sign up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Like
but,
that.
You know, he had his own business, too.
Yeah, that probably helped, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So
they didn't feel like they had to compete. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So it was really interesting to watch them too.
So is that business still going? Do you know, or do you have any idea, or?
No, he died. He died. I know. It was sad.
Tragic ending.
Yeah.
What happened? You know, were you there still working?
Yeah, he had cancer.
Ah, shit. And
he died of cancer, lung cancer. Oh. Yeah, it was really sad.
God, no kidding. She must have been devastated, his wife.
Oh, yes, it was. Hmm. But they were soulmates, and, you know, she's still strong and she's still moving on. So it's cool to see her.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a pretty good example of, you know, where for them, you know, if we're talking about our theme about love not being enough, maybe they wouldn't really have been happy or even stayed together if they didn't add that other dimension beyond just that romance relationship of getting into business and having an opportunity to deepen things that way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I think that's what's really interesting about, you know, when you get called to things by spirit, maybe they weren't as spiritually aware as other people, or maybe they were. I don't know if you knew them in that way or not, but I think the other aspect
was
she?
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And working at the company, as time went on, she became more and more spiritual.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that something that you were a part of, or just kind of a witness to, or what was your relationship with that aspect?
But I wasn't that spiritual at that time when I worked at that company. I was more religious. Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
Interestingly enough, her and myself, our birthday is on the same day.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was really
interesting.
Yeah, so every time we'd see each other in the hallway, we'd say hello. I think we have another caller, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and we've got just enough time for a quick one. So I'm going to let them come on, see if we can find out what they have to say. So,
All right.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. What's your name? And
this is Maddie. I was
back.
I tuned in so I could listen because I was cut off before.
Oh.
Are you guys going off?
No.
We're
going
to be
in a minute.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I'll just put you on mute, and so you can hear the rest of what we're saying, and then you can go back in the archives and check everything out. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for calling back.
So,
All right. We'll talk to you again.
So
go ahead.
Our next show is going to be next Friday, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Sure.
At what time are we going on? At same time, 6?
Do we want to do 6?
Let's do 6.
Sure. Let's do 6. Okay.
All right.
Unless we...
And so the topic for next week is going to be, how do you know if you have a good psychic?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Speaking
of which, if people want to contact you, what's your contact info real quick?
My website is michaeljespinoza.com, and my phone number is 562-457-0457. What about Lauren?
They can find me at 541-344-7534. And that's all the time we have for the Psychic Funhouse. So thank you, everybody. All right. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we're off.
Okay.
So that worked out.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good, man. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Maddie, you there?
I've got her. She might be listening to us, but she's muted. So I'm actually hanging up on her. So I don't know how she missed out on the... listening to it, right? That's kind of her angle. I don't even know how people really... Well, you figured out because you were going to be a participant on one of these shows, right?
Yeah.
So, but you were able to listen to it at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you never got on. Well, that was perfect, right? It was like our test caller. We finally got one. I mean, Spirit finally was like,
number 12. Yes, please.
Exactly. No, you did a good job. I think that reading was fucking spot on, man.
I thought it was a good reading.
Yeah.
It was a very good reading.
We got it down. Yeah. I think we did a good job passing the ball back and forth too.
I liked it.
Yeah, and she was great.
Cool.
I loved her. She was fun.
Yeah, I know. She was
more
fun.
Of those, Spirit, please. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. How are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm feeling good.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited. So hopefully this next week it's going to be number 13 is the charm.
There you go. Yeah, and we'll be in the month of March. So
exactly.
So I think, you know, I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to try to, between now and the next podcast.
You know what? Let's go off air.
Okay, and talk that way.
I'll tell you.
Well, we should be off air. I don't think we're recording.
I don't know. Bye.
But we can always snip it. Okay, I'm going to end episode.